philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Hello there. I am in the studio again today, not because I can't leave the house, but because it's raining. And what a bummer. I was kind of looking forward to walking on the beach, and I probably could still, but it's quite cold and I'm not really up for it. So I'm in the studio again today. Things are starting to really open up for me now. Mabel's back at school. Miko's recovering really well. And in a few weeks, he'll be back at work. Bizarre. And it's been a really, weird time. I've got some strange feelings going on at the moment, just with we in New South Wales are opening up for those who are fully vaccinated. And, you know, I'm feeling a little bit conflicted about this. I was talking to my sister-in-law about it just recently. She's in Melbourne. And we were talking about how, you know, they've got a lot of friends in France and Paris, and over there they're kind of like, it's just this new way of living with COVID, and, you know, we're opening up and it's happening, and we'll see the results of that opening up in the next little while, and it's kind of a bit weird. And this is really the first day I've been able to just sit in my studio all day and play around. We have had some major construction going on next door, which has meant I've had to cancel all the sessions that I had booked because it's so noisy. They've had a crane. They've been grinding. There's like a metal roof. They've been grinding, like drilling into concrete. Cherry pickers running back and forward, moving people around, really loud voices laughing and, you know, like telling stories in like really fucking loud voices. So this is the first day I've had where my nervous system is a little bit more relaxed because, you know, like first of all, I've had all of the trauma of the last 3 to 4 months. And now that that's cleared, there's just this constant noise going on, which really affects me. And so I just haven't been able to relax. And today I'm out in the studio and I've been playing around, not doing any planning or anything, just kind of studying and preparing for whatever comes next. And I'm not really sure what that's going to be. And I'm totally cool with that at the moment. I've got some readings booked, human design stuff booked in. I've got some podcasts that I've been working on that we can come back and now wrap up those seasons. So, you know, I'm feeling kind of good and nervous for some. Well, I think nervous for what's happening out there, and excited. Maybe I'm feeling excited. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know. Anyway, I thought today, because I do have a little bit more space, I wrote a post on my new Colosophies HD Instagram account about my design. And, you know, I've been thinking about what I want to do here with this podcast. Do I want to maybe introduce? Did I want to start a separate human design podcast, or do I just want to kind of feed some in here? And, you know, and I thought what I'd talk about today is just my own design, because it's, I don't know, I feel like if you're going to be in my energy, which you are when you're listening to this, you are affected by my design. I'm essentially conditioning you in some ways. That doesn't mean I'm like, you know, consciously manipulating you. I would never do that. But my design does have an impact. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about it. I wrote a post on my Colosophies HD Instagram account. So if you're interested in having a look, you can. I invite you to come and, you know, follow me there and join in some of the fun and games. You can ask me questions and all kinds of stuff. I really want that to be like an interactive conversation-filled place. And at the moment, it's pretty quiet, mostly because I just haven't had the capacity, to be honest. But now, yeah, with things starting to open up, hopefully this construction work will finish in the next little while when it stops raining. They'll probably come back and finish, and then hopefully, you know, I'll be able to find some kind of flow. But, you know, I'm not in any rush. I'm kind of just chilling at the moment. So yeah, about my design. So I am a 1-3 splenic projector. So basically projectors, they make up about 20% of the population. We're the guides. We're here to guide the energy of generators and manifesting generators, really. And I'm a 1-3. So what that means is really I love fucking studying. I'm the investigator. That's the first line. And I love nothing more than reading, learning. You know, I'm a skeptic. That's part of my being a first line. I feel like when you've got the first line, you know, like, you know, you can't just take anything at face value. You really have to dig into, oh, why is that? Why is that? We're those kids that are constantly asking, why is the sky blue? Why is this? Why is that? So, you know, really, and we need a really solid foundation in order for us to do anything. You know, like I have to really know and feel solid in my understanding of something before I'll speak about it, which is why I think it's taken me this long to start talking about human design and kind of committing to it in some capacity. I'm not sure what that looks like, but you know, like it's starting to rain now, so you might be able to hear that. You know, I have to really have a solid foundation. And actually, the first lines are really important, right? Because we build the solid foundation of which everything else is built. So our chronic studying and learning, we're constantly learning and growing and learning and growing, you know? And then you bring in the third line, and the third line is the martyr. And it's a really experimental energy. It's not enough to know a theory. We have to test the theory to make sure that we understand. You know, like nothing for me, knowledge is great, but it's nothing until I have an experiential experience, you know? So, for example, for me to like integrate the knowledge that I've learned about human design, I really have to be experimenting with it. And that can be look like me experimenting with it personally, which I have been for the last nearly 4 years. Or it could look like me experimenting by, you know, constantly trying new things. Doing readings is a way of me experimenting with the knowledge, or doing human design sessions is a way of me experimenting with the knowledge. Everything that I do has an experimental testing the theories, you know, kind of energy. And I think people with third lines often have shit around being a failure because we try so much different stuff, but also because often we're told that's not going to work, but we need to make sure it's not going to work, right? As a third line, you have to, you don't know until you've done it. So, you know, so that's the 1-3 nature. And then I am splenic. So that basically means the spleen is like our oldest center in human design. It is like our instincts. It's almost primal. Well, it is primal and animalistic. You know, it's like there's this, it's constantly in the moment and it's constantly alert and aware. And it's picking up all the things that are coming into its aura and constantly, is this healthy for me? Is this healthy for me? Is this healthy for me? Now, it's really the spleen. It's taking you know, it's helping you make decisions that are healthy for you. It's very instinctual. It is like, it's kind of this center of knowing. I know shit. I don't know why I know it. I just know it. It's also connected to the sense of smell. You know, I have a really strong sense of smell. I can smell when things are off. I can, you know, I've got the nose that knows. Give me the milk and I'll tell you if it's off or not. But also I have this sense and knowing if someone isn't correct for me, if someone, you know, like if I'm constantly surprised or I'm not surprised that, you know, I'll have a sense of someone and I'll be like, oh, something's wrong with that guru, you know? And I used to think maybe I've got an issue around gurus, and I do, because I think gurus run cults. but, you know, but I have this sense, and sometimes I'll pick up people and they can be, you know, gurus or celebrities or whatever, and I'll just pick up on something not being right. And then next thing you know, there's some kind of scandal where they've abused women or whatever. You know, that sense of knowing is just really connected to my spleen, and I am very instinctual and intuitive. And I know things are going to happen, and then they do. And that's the painful thing about being a projector, is seeing a train wreck about to happen but not being recognized and not being invited. So just kind of having to stand back and watch it, it's very painful, realizing the recognition wasn't there. So for a projector, you know, we are here to be recognized and we're here to be invited. That's really our strategy. And then we all have our own authority, mind splenic. So an invite comes, or recognition comes to me, or recognition comes and then an invitation comes. And it's up to my spleen to say, yes, this is healthy for you now, or no, this is not, right? So I'm constantly, and you know, if you think about back, when we're talking about conditioning, if you think back to me a few years ago on this podcast, I was always talking about like, be in the now, be in the now, be in the now, be in the now, like operate from the now, be present, you know, and that's all good. But what I've realized through, you know, experimenting with human design and studying, is that not everyone is built to be in the now. You know, if you're emotional, if your authority is emotional and you've got a defined solar plexus, then you're really here to find clarity over time. You're not here to act spontaneously and instinctually. You're here to sit with your feelings and wait for clarity to emerge over time. So me having that awareness now, I know that, you know, that this is the thing. There is no absolute truth to something. There's no correct way for everyone to operate. Everyone operates very differently. And that's what that's the gift of human design from my perspective, is I can see now not everyone is here to trust that first gut feeling that they have. Sacral people are. Splenic people sometimes are, depending on how their spleen shows up for them. But emotional people, they're never going to feel clarity in this moment. They're going to have to sit and process their emotions around things, move through their wave to find clarity. You know, so that is one way that I have, you know, maybe harmfully conditioned people, not intentionally, but definitely, you know, I recognize now that we all do operate differently. So if you need time, you need time. And I'm not going to push my splenic nature for you to make an in-the-moment decision. You have to trust your own authority. And, you know, then I have like a defined G center. And that defined G center is really about direction. It's about knowing who I am and knowing where I'm going. And I do, for the most part. Sometimes I lose track a little bit and have to come back and check in. And I'm a projector, so I'm never going to truly know myself. I'm here to know the other. And I really know myself through having it reflected, you know, so I learn about myself through witnessing others. So I'm not really here, like, I know who I am and I feel comfortable in who I am. I'm never seeking to, you know, I'm never constantly seeking purpose. I'm never constantly seeking meaning. I'm never constantly seeking direction. But people with an undefined G can be. They can be molding themselves to who is around them. They can be constantly looking for guidance and direction. You know, and so I condition people sometimes in taking their direction, like helping them with their direction. That's a positive thing mostly, right? But knowing that there are people who are never really here to feel like they know who they are and where they're going, like, It just, I don't know, it makes me more forgiving of people who have an open G, because sometimes I have been, you know, I've thought to myself, oh, why does that person change when they're around other people? And it's because that's how they're designed, right? And then my throat, people come to me to be defined around their throat. I help to give them a voice. I help to connect them to their own voice. I help to, you know, like I'm always saying things like show up, speak up. I mean, I had a program called Show Up, Speak Up. I have a defined throat. This is my way of showing up in the world, is through my voice. Of course it is. So sometimes I, you know, can be saying people, just speak up, just speak up, just speak up. And maybe they're not designed in that way. So yeah, and then, you know, and then I think about my openness, and I think about how that affects me. And there's, you know, wisdom to be gained in our openness in our charts. So for me, I have a lot of openness as a projector. I have, what is that, six open centers. I have the head and the Ajna. So the head is all about, an open, mine is completely open. So I often really get stuck up in my head. I sometimes have trouble, like I can form ideas and concepts in my head, but there's no channel directing that out through my throat. So instead of speaking from my thoughts and feelings, I really have to speak in the moment, right, from my intuition and let that lead. Right, the moment I get stuck up in my head, I can't find the words, right? So I have to stay present and just allow things to flow through without thinking too much about it. That open head and Ajna can sometimes trip me up by really needing to know the answers to everything, needing to answer all the questions, and not really knowing which ones are important and which ones are not. But yeah, I can get really stuck up in my head. I'm a chronic overthinker. And it's like I just go on a loop up there sometimes. You know, it's like it's just people with open heads often feel like they're swimming up there. So I have a tendency to chronically overthink. And then I have an undefined heart. Wow, that one is a big one, right? The undefined heart and then the solar plexus, which I also have undefined, are the two hardest centers to decondition, because in the openness in our chart, we're more likely to be conditioned, right? And people come to me, as I've said, to be conditioned around the throat, the G, and the spleen. You know, my spleen means that people feel safe around me. I'm very intuitive. I can pick up on things for them. You know, I can help point them in the right direction from my intuition. But the heart, the undefined, those open centers are the ones where we're going to be conditioned by others, but there's a lot of wisdom in those centers for us. And those two, the heart and the solar plexus, are the hardest to kind of decondition from, because the conditioning is strong in those centers. So, for example, the undefined heart, never really, like, insecurity lives there, feelings of unworthiness, not really knowing what your value is, commitment, not being able to see things through, making promises that feel really fucking hard to deliver on. That all lives in the undefined heart. And I still find myself, constantly asking myself, what am I trying to prove here? Am I trying to prove myself here? Is it coming from this place of like also heavily affected, well, I used to be heavily affected by competition? You know, like I would see someone else doing what I'm doing and I would feel so inferior. And I'd see them getting success and people working with them and I'd be so hurt by that. That's all in the undefined heart. And then the solar plexus is all about feelings, right? Defined solar plexus is what makes someone emotional. Someone with an undefined emotional center has no rhyme or rhythm to their emotions. They're kind of like, sometimes they're intense, sometimes there's nothing at all. There's a lot of numbness, you know? There's also people with open solar plexuses or undefined solar plexuses can be conflict avoidant. Not willing to face the truth, because having an undefined solar plexus means that you're really empathetic. We can really honestly feel how other people are feeling. And in order to protect ourselves from that, because it's painful to feel when someone else feels shame or when someone else feels hurt, you know, when we're feeling that, we're feeling it on their behalf too, right? So we're causing pain and we're feeling the pain at the same time that they're feeling. So we can become kind of conflict avoidant or wanting to protect people from their feelings a lot. And that's not healthy. I was actually in a session this week with a mentor in human design, and they had said the thing with the undefined solar plexus is you're actually here to help those who are defined face the truth. So by avoiding it, you're actually, you know, denying them of the opportunity to grow. And so that really helped me, because then I was like, okay, so it might feel like I'm hurting them and I'm hurting their feelings, but actually what I'm doing is also facing my own truth, but also helping them to face a truth. And that just really helped. So, and then I have an undefined root. The undefined root is all about kind of adrenalized energy. There's an energy to the root center. So if you're a projector and you don't have a sacral, which I'll talk about in a sec, defined, then, you know, but you have the root defined, there's still an energy to you. It's a center of kind of productivity and stuff. It's a pressure center. So is the head. So having an undefined head and root can feel like you're in a kind of pressure sandwich, a pressure to know, a pressure to be certain. Oh, that's more the Ajna, but this pressure to know and then this pressure to do. The root is all about doing, you know. It's about, yeah, it's about productivity, getting shit done. And I feel like I'm kind of wise to that energy, but it's still, I still feel a pressure to get shit off my plate, you know? And then there's the sacral, and the sacral is what makes a generator or a manifesting generator, a generator. They're both the same, really. Defined sacral. And so not having a defined sacral means that I'm really here to be wise about energy and conserving my own because I don't have access to consistent energy. And I'm here to guide others' energy, not have it myself. So in order for me to guide other people's energy, I need to really be looking after my own. And I feel like this is an area where I learned this lesson very early on because a lot of projectors, you know, if they're pushing too hard, will burn out. And same with generators. Generators can burn out too if they're not doing work that they love. They will burn out too. But projectors, you know, we can burn out really quickly and it's a very long recovery from that. And for me, I had glandular fever when I was doing all the things. I was about 20, in a bad relationship, working my fucking ass off, uni, three jobs, you know, abusive boyfriend, and ended up with glandular fever and then started to go back to work and ended up with pneumonia. So I learned very early on to conserve my energy and to not waste it, but I still use it to try and chase recognition sometimes and try to keep up, although I don't really try to keep up these days much more. That's not really a thing. I understand that I just don't have the energy and I accept that. I just wanted to share a bit about my design and because I think it's important for you to know those areas where, yeah, you will be affected by my spontaneity and by my direction and by my voice. And yet there's just so much for me to learn and be wise about. And the openness in our chart is also a gift, right? Like there's such wisdom that can live in those centers. And while, you know, while people are attracted to me for my definition, for that throat G spleen definition, often the work that I do post that is often helping people amplify their ideas, right? Create processes. This happens in the head and the Ajna. Connect to their heart's desire and their value and reflect back to them their worthiness. Those open centers are amplifying the energy of the definition, if that makes sense. So when someone has a, so for example, this is a really good example. I had a coach that I worked with who, in fact, most of the coaches I work with have open G centers. So they, when they get into my aura, they can reflect and amplify me. So it's like they're mirroring me back to me, kind of. So if I'm feeling like I need direction myself, I'll often go to an open G because they'll be able to see who I am. They'll have and they'll be able to really reflect and amplify that back to me. So in my openness, I can amplify ideas. You know, I can help people with processes. I can, with the heart, help them connect to their worthiness and their heart's desires. I can help them, you know, with their feelings. I can help connect them to what they're feeling. I can guide their energy. That's what I'm here to do as a projector in that open sacral. You know, so there's like all of this openness is, I can, you know, guide people's energy to make themselves more productive with the root. So all of that openness plays a part too. I'm amplifying you back to you in those, but I'm doing it through my voice, my intuition, and, you know, my direction. Like I'm really here to direct. So that's a short little lesson in human design from my own design. And I mean, I'm not even sure why I'm sharing all this. I just felt like showing up at the mic and talking about my design. And I hope there's some lessons in there for you. Because here's the thing, we are all so unique and individuated. Every one of us brings something unique to the table. It's like human design, where all these puzzle pieces and we all fit together. We all have our role to play in life. But most of us are thinking that, you know, like allowing those open centers, the heart to tell us we're not worthy, you know, our open G, an open G, wondering where they're going in life, constantly seeking direction from others, trying to figure out who they are and what their purpose is. Like, once we have an understanding of that and we can find acceptance and move beyond the stories of that center, you know, move beyond the stories of, for me as a third line, constantly making mistakes. Well, no, I'm just testing theories, you know, and then I can really own the magic of that. And that's why I'm here for human design. I have, you know, there's things that I'll probably talk about in a future episode around being aware that, like, I'm not down with dogma. I'm not really, you know, I'm also very aware of how this could be cultish in some ways. Also not proven, like it's really a pseudoscience, I guess. You know, so I have concerns about it. But I also know the difference that it's made in my own life. And so, like anything, my third line is going to tell you to have a look, see what you think, test the theories, give it a go and see if it works for you. It's certainly doing something amazing for me. So that's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out. Carlos of Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.